delighted with that win today, Ross.
Great win, I say. That's 5 matches unbeaten now we've went, and it's keeping us in there. Clevenville obviously won big a day. Crusaders have dropped some points, supported down still there, but our main aim is to keep in around it towards Christmas, and hopefully we can kick on then after January and kick on the rest of the season then.
For their goal, you'd made a really great save. It was just a pity we just couldn't have got the rebound out.
Saying Browner was here, Browner's a great player when he was here at Linfield, and he usually tries and dinks him or tries something fancy because he's got the ability. I think he actually took a heavy touch, and I kind of stayed up as long as I can, hit off me and failed him at Cafferty, and he just great finish. Like, our boys were scrambling back, but he just logged it perfectly and then
made for a nervy finish, hanging on at 2-1 there towards the end, didn't it?
Aye, it was same last week. I think the fans will be losing their hair so well, as I say, but as long as we get 3 points and we keep building on that, that's the main thing. Wins, you get 3 points no matter who you beat, no matter how you win it, so that's the main thing. Just we keep picking up points, and hopefully, as I say, come towards Christmas we're still in about it.
You made a great save in the first half as well, just pushing one out from under the bar.
Okay, that's what I'm here for. Like, I think if I wasn't making saves, I'd be no use. Like, I think, say, hopefully, it helps the team, and it did today. We went in 2-0 at half time, and I think really we weren't going to lose them. It would have been easier if we got a third goal in the second half, but that didn't come. But eventually we held out for the win.
And we got 2 good goals through Andy Waterworth and Aaron Burns today as well.
I will think some of the goals we've scored, especially here at Windsor, 4 against Dungannon today. Great football, great, a lot of pace in the team. Clarkie and Spurley in the wide, and Andy up front. I think the pace they have is frightening, and I think it frightens defenders. But yeah, 2 good goals today, and that gives us a platform then to go on and win the game.
You made some really great saves in the first half down on Warren Point. You must be happy with your form.
Guys, yes. No, it's just take each game as it comes, and hopefully I can keep going. As I say, 3 great goalkeepers here. Gareth's out with his finger at the minute, and Tufts is still there, and he's pushing me in training, and we're pushing each other in training, and it's good. Like, it's, you know, if you're not playing well, then somebody can come in behind you and take over that, and I think that's a big thing here at Linfield throughout the team. I think if you're not doing the business, you know, you're sitting on the bench, where maybe at other clubs, no, you wouldn't be on the bench, you'd still be playing and still be playing. So I think that's what's helped Linfield down the years, and hopefully it continues to help them.
You're enjoying life here, of course.
It's brilliant. Say, Gaffer's come in, Toddy, Alfie and Johnny, goalkeeper coach, and it's been brilliant. Breath of fresh air, and the training's been really good, and obviously some lads left, and big characters and big players left, and obviously Davey left too, but I think some of the boys that come in, the coaching staff come in, have taken the mantle on well, and really enjoying it so far.
So it's Ballymena next week, and that'll be tough with
them. That'll be a tough game. As I say, I've just watched the highlights in there on the TV. They got beat today by Clevenville, which Clevenville's starting to hit a bit of form, and Ballymena will be coming out next week trying to put things right. No Speg will have them fired up, and it'll be a tough game down there, as it always is.
It's tight at the top, isn't it? So we just need to hang in there, don't we?
It's brilliant. Like, for the league, I think there's 4 teams there. I think Glenavon maybe lost last night, and we've pulled away a wee bit from them in 4, so hopefully we can kick on now and stay in with that group. And I think with the play Crusaders and Clevenville in January, so hopefully we're still in about it then.
Your dad up in the crowd watching today, he must be very proud of you and your brother.
Reece was on the bench today, and he's coming back from the injury. My dad never misses. Like, down Warren Point last week, he's always here, which is good. And he'll probably say to me when I go back, but about the one I draft, the referee give a foul, because he's always picking on me. So yes, but look, no, I like that. He always keeps me on my toes and keeps my feet in the ground, and it's good to have.
He knows a thing or two about the Irish League, doesn't he?
Aye, he knows a bit. Like, he still trains away with us. Like, we go around the pitches around Nortel most days, and he trains away. He's fit as he can probably still play on his 2 knees are away. Like, but no, he's brilliant to have. Like, and Bruce obviously playing fullback too. It's great to have the experience that he has.
Well done today, and thanks for getting us the 3 points and making everybody happy this weekend.
Thank you.